215 WMFO Medford.
Who am I now, if not the fool? Keep playing the game where you make all the rules. What is my name? Who have I to blame for losing you? Who am I now, if not the fool? Did you have fun, little girl, breaking my heart? Does it make you feel better? Tearing me apart. Where should I go? The only thing I know is loving you. Who am I now, if not the fool? And darling, so tired of being alone. And sweetheart, I ain't sure why. Go make it on my own. Who am I now, if not the fool? To keep playing the game where you make all the moves. Where should I go? The only thing I know is loving you. Who am I now? Tired of being alone. And sweetheart, I ain't so I could make it on my own. Did you have fun, little girl? Breaking my heart, does it make you feel better? Tearing me apart. What is my name? Who have I to blame for losing you? Who am I now, if not the fool?
This is more like it.
You're listening to WMFO Medford.
A winter day, the sky is standing still, the snow is gray, I think I need a pill. Sliding down the hill, I'll climb back to the top.
Because it's December, I see your crooked smile. Because it's December, save your eyes.
sky is standing still. I think I've caught a chill.
It's WMFO right here in Medford. How you doing? 10:07 in the morning. I'm Mike on the mic. And just played a five-song set. Let me tell you what I played. Started off with two for Thomas Fay of Infinite Sonic. Wanted to hear one of his band's new tracks from the EP they just released called Alpha. That was Ayla Lee. He also wanted to hear something from Face to Face, a great Boston band from years past. It's called As Forever As You. Thank you, Thomas, and happy birthday. And that those two songs really helped me to sort of form the rest of the set. So I continued with something from My Morning Jacket. In 2008, they had a record called Evil Urges. That was I'm Amazed. Then Charlie Crockett from a record called Lonesome as a Shadow. That was If Not the Fool. And as I just said, or did I say? I don't remember. Bird Mancini. I can't, there's nothing to say. They're just such a wonderful local band here from a record they did called Tuning In, Tuning Out, very apropos, called Because It's December. Yeah, very impressive. Okay, here at 10:08, I want to tell you a couple things. As you know, we scheduled Tyler Morris to talk with us today, and when he calls in, he says the phones aren't working, so I'm going to try to resolve that. I'm going to try to maybe call out from here. I don't know if I can, because what comes in may not go out. I don't know, so we'll try. If not, I'll let you know. But until then, very excited to play a band called The Amplifier Heads, which is Sal Baglio's new band. They have a great, great new CD called Lauda. And I meant to be said with a Boston accent, just Lauda. And very happy to play another cut from here. This one is called Two-Headed Girl. Brand new noise from the Amplifier Heads here at WMFO, Medford.
Two-headed girl, and taking her out is no small and face me and the paperwork alone. Don't tell Dad I've glimpsed my greatness. It's not where I should be. Inherent strangeness. Wonders where did he go?
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
WMFO in Medford, 10:26 in the morning. I'm Mike. How are you? Well, I have some news for you, but first, let me tell you what I played there, and then I'll tell you what happened. Okay. Really happy to start that set off with Sal Baglioni Amplifier Heads, brand new CD called Louda, L-O-U-D-A-H, pronounced Bostonian. Mm-hmm. Two-Headed Girl, just one of the amazing tracks from that record. I was going to say it's perfect. Nothing's perfect, but that's damn close. The Amplifier Head, Sal Baglio's new band, that was Two-Headed Girl. Abby Barrett, more local music here from our scene. That was a couple of years ago, 2016's That Shame, That Shame CD, that was Falling. I always love that song. The Who, of course, after that, from The Kids Who Are All Right, I Can See for Miles and Miles. The Tyler Morris Band, his last album, Next in Line, that was This Ain't No Fun. I have news about that in a second, or about him. And The Record Company was the fifth song of the set. Did I tell you ever that I love a good cover? Well, I love a good cover, and that was a great, great cover. I Want to Be Your Dog, The Record Company, great band covering The Stooges. All right, I mentioned Tyler. As you know, Tyler was scheduled to be on with us today. Mike, did you say was? Yeah, I did. We never have technical difficulties here, knock on Formica or whatever that is. But, you know, he is traveling to our rehearsal, so he's going to call me, and that's usually just fine. But our phones just have a fast, busy signal today. We just got messed by the technology. So we're going to reschedule Tyler for soon. But I do want to tell you what we want to talk about with him. About a month from now, on Saturday, January 11th, 2020, he's doing another big Van Halen tribute show. And there's a lot of new stuff as far as this goes. On the page on Facebook that I did the promotion about this show and about him, I mentioned that they're having a contest. This is really pretty incredible. The guitar that Eddie Van Halen is famous for using, a Kramer 5150, you can win a replica of that guitar by purchasing tickets to this show on, again, January 11th, 2020, by following the steps in the image that I've got in the show post. You want to go to this show, not just to try and win a guitar. It'd be pretty cool. It's, you know, that's a good contest. All the directions are there to do that. But also, in talking to him last week, I found out that the show is much more expanded, because I think they've got three of these under their belt so far, and they've had a lot of comments, including a lot of requests. So the whole show is expanded. It's much longer, many more songs. Real stage equipment is used by the band that has been used by Van Halen. And the singer and the bassist are in the Van Halen tribute band, Fair Warning. So this is a big deal. You want to definitely check out Tyler Morris doing another tribute to Van Halen. It's at the Spire Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday, January 11th at 8 p.m. That's at 25 and a half Court Street in Plymouth. Check that out. The links are all in my show thread. Okay. Well, on David P. Riley, I have seen what you've sent, and I'm going to take a look, because I haven't had time until now. All right. So I'm just wondering, did I cue anything up? I'm not sure if I did. Oh, yeah, I did. I don't know why I was thinking about, like, when you have a barbecue. You know how we call it a barbecue? But if you have G-Love and special sauce over, it's no longer a barbecue. No. It's a soul-bacue. That's new noise here from G-Love and special sauce. Let's have a soul-bacue, everybody. WMFO.
Hey, yo, G, what's up with a soul-bacue?
Yo, you know by the end of the road, all night long, that's the way we go. Is anybody hungry?
Yeah.
You better get a plate.
Okay.
It won't take long, it'll be all gone. So don't you hesitate. Now don't you feel bitter?
Yeah.
I knew you would.
Okay.
Come on into my house. It's all right, it's all good. Cause it's a bebop, a loobop, or bebop, a lie. You don't need no invitation, you just drop on by. It's time to get up and throw down a funky stew. It's a low down, hold down, sober cue.
your hometown's bringing you down, or you're drowning in the small talk and the chatter. Or you're gonna step into line like your daddy done, punching the time and climbing life's long ladder. You've been howling at the moon like a slack-jawed fool, and breaking every rule they can throw on. But one of these days it's gonna be right soon. You'll find your legs and go and stay gone. Young man, full of big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Young man, gonna make a stand, you beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal, you borrow. Well, all the friends that you knew in school, they used to be so cool, now they just bore you. Well, look at them now, already pulling the plow, so quick to take to grain like some old mule. Young man, full of big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Young man, gonna make a stand, you beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal. Dreaming of the day you're gonna pack your bags with the miles away. Oh, just grab your girl and go where no one knows you. What will all the old folks say? So the hometown's bringing you down, or you're drowning in the small talk and the chatter. Are you gonna step into line like your daddy done, punching the time and climbing life's long ladder? Young man, full of big plans and thinking about tomorrow. Young man, gonna make a stand, you beg, steal, you borrow. You beg, you steal, you borrow.
WMFO Medford.
Have mercy on my ears, will you?
God, I was going to surprise people and, you know, just have you there, but I guess I can't do that now. All right, just pretend you didn't hear
what?
Her. She's not here.
What?
All right, started off that last set with G-Lovin' Special Sauce, having a soul-bacue. That's from a new record of theirs called The Juice. Special guests, our own Boston band special guests from a release in 2018 called Half Fast. Not what it sounds like. Half Fast, Still Love You was that great track. Ray LaMontagne from 2010's God Willin' and the Creek Don't Rise. That was Beg, Steal, or Borrow. Some people think he sounds like a woman, but I don't know who that would be.
I could play him on my show and no one would call in and complain.
I don't even know you. Corin Ashley, the great Corin Ashley, the wonderful Corin Ashley, who is with us for our live day. 2006 effort called Songs from the Brill Bedroom, Gin and Panic. I think it happens in that order too, Gin and then, yeah. And finished off, the fifth song of the set, man, If We Go It All, they were also here on our live day. That's a single that they put out this past year called From All Sides, and how beautiful is that? And you're Sue, right?
Yes, that's me.
All right, we have something to talk about.
Sorry I spoiled the surprise.
It's okay. We'll be right back after this.
The WMFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO PO Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Okay, everybody, Sue told me to point at her when I want her to talk, so I'm pointing at her now.
The WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and click on the Donate tab. Fill out the Donations Drive Google form and then follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. Help support the station and everything we do. It couldn't be simpler than all of those instructions. That's, thank you.
It's my thought exactly. Wasn't that written beautifully?
It really was.
It really was.
So I think the trick is when you go to donate that MFO isn't a choice and you have to write it in.
That's right.
So just follow the directions. Don't just breeze through it. And right, you could spare $5 or $10 to keep Mike and I on the air.
Yeah, because how much fun are we?
Right. No, yeah. Seriously.
I mean, WMFO has been for you and me. I mean, you went to school here and you started when you were in school.
No, I wasn't in school, actually. I didn't start till 3 years after I graduated.
So you just snuck in here?
I was a listener. Yeah. Okay. I was a listener.
Yeah. This is such a great station, and we're so, I don't want to say the B word, so blah. That's what we are to be here. I mean, it's just so much fun for all of us, and sharing the tunes with all of you that tune in.
Yeah, and you know, actually, you know, if you think about radio these days, you don't have a lot of choices.
Don't say you know again.
Sorry.
All right.
If you think about radio, there are not a lot of choices where you have no commercials and really interesting music, not the same stuff all the time, not the same, you know, 500 songs over and over again. And you get personalities who can actually add some context to the music and talk and make you laugh and smile.
Yeah. And people that come here like us that are all volunteer, and we do it because, honestly, we love doing this, and we just love hearing the tunes just as much as you do.
Exactly.
So please help us. We only ask you once a year.
Yep.
How do you think we do things like Live Day? How do we get this great equipment to be able to bring you, like, live to air bands?
Right. We've already done 2 live days in the past year.
Another one's going to be in the
spring. 6 hours of continuous live music.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that.
It really doesn't.
So WMFO.org and click on the Donate ! tab.
Uh-huh. We so appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So that was Sue. She's going to be here for something about the women today in about 3 minutes. what's going on with you today?
Oh, you know, lots of new music. I have a friend in the studio. We're going to be goofing off. And goofing off in a good way.
Is there a bad way?
Well, I didn't want to be like, you know, we're going to trash the station. That is not what we're here to do. That's bad. Very bad.
That would be a bad.
That would be a first
off.
For me after 30-something years. Yeah. But yeah, going to play some new music, get into some stuff, and just play lots of good stuff for you.
Sounds like a plan. So stick around for Sue, everybody, on Something About the Women. I'm Mike. If they let me, I'll be back next week at 9. Thanks for listening, everybody.
I can't believe we're both alive right now. On the same planet, how did that work out? Out of all the times and places, minutes wasted, wouldn't have you now. Can't believe we all made it here. stumbled safely through another year. After everything that's happened lately, the world's gone crazy, but you steer clear. I've been burned one last time. No fault of mine. Will I shake where I stand? My heart in hand. Oh, heart in hand. I can't believe we're both alive right.